Well, let's welcome you back to This Week in the Association. Kevin and I are honored to welcome the incredible voice of the Milwaukee Milkmen, Tom Wynn, to the show. Tom, thanks for joining Kevin and I.
Guys, my pleasure, and thanks for that nice compliment. I don't know how incredible you expect me to be, but I'll try.
Oh, I expect top-notch stuff from you here, Tom. You know, you're one of the greatest voices in the league. We're loving that. So Tom, let's first of all talk about team gets to the championship series, has an incredible run, disappointing game five there, but still an incredible season. How do you feel that run in the playoffs impacts this team heading into the season, if it does at all?
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out. You know, we've got quite a few returning players from last year, so obviously, you know, that they experienced it. You yourself, Rob, experienced it. You were on hand, as I was, Fargo for that final game. A tough loss, to say the least. However, I guess you can look at it positively that, you know, we were only just barely an above-average team during the regular season. We got into the playoffs and got hot and almost able to pull off a miracle championship run. So I think from that standpoint, the positive, hopefully we could carry momentum in. But there's no question that last game, we're going to be thinking about it, you know, until at least until the regular season begins this year, that's for sure.
You know, one of the most impressive parts of this team, Tom, is I think they lose Nate Hadley, who had been unbelievable in that closer's role a couple of seasons ago. Rodrigo Benoit comes on. He does a great job. Then he's out the door, and now Nate Hadley back. This bullpen just looks incredible for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. To get Nate back is huge. Rodrigo did a great job for us as the closer last year. And, you know, up right where he does. You know, we also have Peyton Gray with us back again this year. Now, Peyton came back toward the end of last year. And, of course, he was our 20 was just phenomenal out of the bullpen. It literally had a perfect season as far as his record in ERA went that year. And so those two guys, along with Frankie Bartow, who was our setup guy for most of the second half of the season last year, and did a great job for us. Bullpen looking strong, also throwing Kyle Huckabee, left-hander we picked up from the Dachshunds about midway through last season. And so anyway, right now I think the bullpen is looking really good. That might be the strongest part of our team.
One guy, the trade that you guys brought in for Hector Sanchez last season proved to just be, I think, kind of the closing the deal kind of thing for this club. It really helped them to take their game to another level. And I was thinking at first, wow, it looks like his not returning was going to be a big loss. But Roy Morales was a huge pickup for Anthony, and it looks like he easily fills that role for the club.
Sure hope so. Like you said, Hector was just phenomenal when we picked him up for the last couple of months of the season, and obviously through the postseason. Not only you know, defensively, his handling of the pitching staff, but offensively, he gave us a significant boost as well. Roy Morales, I've always been very impressed with when he played with Winnipeg. Just an excellent, excellent receiver, and, you know, a very solid offensive player as well. So, key pickup for us, no question about it. Not sure exactly who's slotted in as our reserve catcher right now. We did acquire Cam Vallejo, former Cubs prospect, during the offseason. Cam does have some catching experience, but we've had Chris Conley in that slot as the basically number two catcher the last 4 years. Chris, not with us this year. I think he's pretty much retired from baseball, but we'll see. He's actually been working for Rock Ventures in the offseason, so maybe he'll still be available if we need him to be. But no question, we'll be kind of Roy Morales to give us a big performance behind the plates, and hopefully, you know, he works well with the pitching staff and can maintain, you know, the kind of offensive production that he's shown in the past as well.
Interesting acquisitions that Anthony Barone has pulled off in the offseason, too. I want to talk to you about a little bit here, Tom, and that's in the outfield in particular. So you might have Brian Torres there. He can obviously play second base and maybe the best leadoff hitter in the league right now. But Michael Crouse coming in, well-established guy in the American Association. Reggie Pruitt, who had a great year last year. Aaron Hill returning. I know a guy you like a lot. It looks like this outfield not only is going to be great offensively, but very solid defensively as well.
Yeah. I think we will be strong in the outfield. Reggie Pruitt Jr., another guy who played for Winnipeg last year, was very impressed with Reggie, and especially with the speed that he brings. 32 stolen bases. He was only caught twice last year playing for the Goldeyes. Solid offensive performer, has proven he can get on base, and defensively as well. Aaron Hill transitioned from second base to the outfield and did a great job. And again, he gives Anthony a lot of flexibility either to play in the outfield or play in the infield. Aaron can really play any position on the infield. I don't know if he's played first base. I'm sure he could probably do it if he had to, but primarily a middle infielder. But he's also seen some action at third base in case we would need him to go over there. So I think we're really, you know, well staffed in the outfield, and picking up Michael Krause as well. I mean, you know, Mike was a big time player with Chicago, always seemed to come up with big plays against us, either offensively or defensively. Another one of the league's fastest runners, you know, another guy you expect to be among the stolen base leaders, and another tremendous defender as well. So I would say that we, we're shaping up pretty good in the outfield. We'll have to see how the lineup kind of sets up, the way Anthony's going to try to set the lineup with these guys. But there's no doubt about it. Great speed, especially with Pruitt and Krause. Great defensively with everybody out there. And you know, Brian Torres, you know, if he plays in the outfield, where he ended up playing most of the season in the outfield, started the year primarily as an infielder, second baseman. But, boy, I'll tell you, Brian has shown that he can track him down in the outfield as well. So I think that's definitely going to be one of our stronger points as far as the position group goes.
Drew Ward comes in, and it'll be an interesting dynamic with him being on the team that won the championship last year. Do you feel like Ward can make up for the power numbers that Keon Barnum put up last year?
I'm not sure home run-wise, Kevin. Drew has pretty good power. He's a guy you project, you know, in that 15 to 20 home run range. Keon would be more of a 25 to 30 home run kind of guy. But Drew, you know, tremendous hitter. Another guy you expect to be among the, the top 10, 15 in the league coming into the season, and a pretty good corner infielder as well. Be interesting to see where Anthony's going to play him. He seemed like he, played a lot of first base, he and Manny Boscan, for the Red Hawks last year. But again, if you put him at third base, he's also going to be pretty solid there as well. But just a great hitter. You know, put him in that lineup that you project third, fourth, fifth. I mean, you could hit him anywhere in the middle of the lineup, and good bat control, gets the ball to all fields, hits with powers, hit in the gap. So I think that he's going to be an outstanding addition. Yeah, we had to trade Correll Prime to get him, and Correll goes back to the Red Hawks now, where he had a fine career prior to coming to us last season. It was unfortunate, Correll, because had kind of a tough first half last year. Then when he really started to get in track in the second half of the season, he got hurt, and obviously we didn't have him for so that was a big loss for us to try to overcome in the second half of the season. And I'm sure if he's healthy, he's going to have a big year with the Red Hawks. But again, if you're going to get somebody good, you got to trade somebody good. And, hey, Drew Ward, you know, wins the title last year at the Red Hawks. Come on over with the Milkman and try and do it again this year.
Now, I don't know if you were able to pick up the show with Jack Michaels that we had. He gave us a little tidbit that you guys may have really lost out in that trade, in that Dylan Thomas said the only way he was going to go back to independent baseball if he could play with his old roommate, Correll Prime. So basically, the Red Hawks got Dylan Thomas and Prime out of that deal when you think about it. So I guess Ward's going to have to produce enough to make up for Prime and a Dylan Thomas. So he's going to have a couple round kind of year.
No question about it. Yeah, that worked out pretty well for the Red Hawks, I would say. But, you know, Drew is a, I mean, again, he's one of the true all-stars in this league. And I think if he can adapt to the new surroundings here, which I'm sure he will, he's going to have a good team. And, you know, as far as I can recall, he's always hit well in Franklin Field. So hopefully he's going to enjoy putting on the Milkman threads this year and doing the business here in Franklin.
Tom, let's talk a little bit about the guy running the show here. And you know, we're talking about all these moves. Drew Ward coming in, Michael Krause. The number of moves that Anthony Barone is making has just been phenomenal for this team this offseason. Gets a big 5-year extension. It's hard to look beyond him and think this is a guy definitely who's putting himself in the class as one of the top 2 or 3 managers in this league right now.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Rob. That was a coup for the Milkman organization and to be able to sign Anthony to that contract extension. He's been tremendous as our manager. He has been with us since day one back in the 2019 season when he was third base coach under Gary McClure, and then he took over for Gary as manager the following season and led us to a title that first season in 2020 and has had us in the mix the next couple of years. And so I think it was a great re-signing by Rock Ventures. Anthony, along with General Manager Dan Kinsey, seems like they work very well together. A great combination there, and no doubt about it. Anthony, he's still a relatively young guy. Of course, everybody's relatively young compared to me, but I think Anthony is shaping up to be, you know, one of the foremost managers in the American Association, and obviously we've had some good ones, you know, some legends over the past time that this league has been around since 2005. So I think that was a great move for the Milkmen, and we'll see what Anthony is able to do this year. But there's no question about it. He's put together a pretty good track record here the first 3 years that he's been manager.
Well, Tom, before we close out with a final question here, for fans who want to hear Milwaukee Milkmen games, where can they catch your broadcast?
So it would pretty much just be on AA Baseball TV. We don't have any other broadcasting outlet, but always great to have the fans on with AA Baseball TV. And, looking forward to it kicking off here in just a few days.
Well, Tom, take us out on this. When the Milwaukee Milkmen are hoisting the Miles Wolf Cup above their heads after winning the championship, what happened to make that occur?
I think it's good, you know, as it usually does, starts with pitching. We've got four returning starters in the mix this year with Ryan Zimmerman, Juan Echeverria, Amora, who we reacquired. He had left us a sign with the Angels organization last year, and Christian Young, who really became one of our stalwarts in the second half of the season. So if that starting rotation, along with the bullpen and possibly our second year left-hander Jack Mahoney in the mix, either as a starter or a reliever, if these guys can do the business, and then again our bullpen, which looks like it's going to be a strength the team does well, I think we're going to be definitely a playoff contender again, no doubt.
Fantastic, Tom Wynn, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
always a pleasure,
Tom.
You got it.